The pre-game interview.
Flynn, you're not puffing too much, are you, after that?
Yeah, good run.
Good to see you. Thanks for spending some time with us in the pre-game to answer some questions. A couple of deflating losses leading into this one where you're in the game in the second half and just couldn't quite get across the line. The feeling amongst the group this week, obviously positive coming in, a real opportunity today against the Giants.
Yeah, absolutely. We felt that at the end of the game against Carlton. A bit deflating to go through that again, but had a really good week on the track. They trained extremely well in their main session on Wednesday. So, yeah, the energy today going into Prez's 50, it's been really positive.
And obviously, looking outside, we can sort of sit down and identify things that we think aren't quite working. But I'm interested to know from the coaching group, what was the things that you took out of those couple of games and worked on this week as key focus areas?
I think a theme for us is being able to control the game for longer. We're starting really well and getting some momentum with that, but then losing it by the end of the game. So it's just controlling the chaos for longer. And by that, we mean the ball. Like, we need more time in possession, so holding on to the ball for longer, finding the next mark, and once it's time, then go forward with some speed. But the way we've been scoring at the moment is a little bit unsustainable. We need to tempo it with some pace as well.
Flinny, thanks for joining us. Kingy and Rocky upstairs. Apologies for last week, by the way. So take two. Just gave you a little bit of a dry run, and you get a real good opportunity at us this afternoon. Just want to ask you, with Erica Fowler coming back into the side, Meg McDonald goes out. Does Erica roll behind the footy and Tipping and Dunlop will continue to share the ruck duties? Is that the plan?
Yeah, that's spot on, Kingy. Just with the opportunity and matchups for today, we thought Fowler's speed behind the ball would be really important. They've got some really agile, tall forward. So, yeah, for us to get ahead of them today, we thought that was the best look for us.
Okay. Talk to us about Georgia Prisparkas. 50 games. Feels like she's been here forever. Rocky and I were just talking about it before you jumped on air with us. She's got to 50 really quickly. I suppose two seasons in 1 year helps with that. But she's she's going to play a lot of footy.
Yeah, and I'm so excited to watch it all play out. I've watched back the games, particularly when I'm coding, and just marvel at what she's able to do. Just the way that she plays the game. I believe she's one of the best in the comp, and I'm so excited to see her grow and continue to get better, because she said it herself, she's her harshest critic, so we know she's only going to go ahead and get better as she goes, because, yeah, she just judges herself so harshly.
Yeah, Flinny, with five losses, have you made any structural changes, or are you just backing in your method?
Still method, and it's just, like we said before, consistency. A couple of different looks, Fowler will be behind it, and then you probably see Kearns ahead of it as well. But no, I think it should still look pretty similar from stoppage, but it's more the live play stuff we've got to be more consistent with, and that's, controlling the ball for longer.
Yeah, do you think it's more execution than the system?
Yeah, execution to begin with, but then also choices we're taking as well. Yeah. So hopefully you see a bit more from us today.
Flinny, I see everybody's left the field. Does that mean you have to go and join them as well, or have you done everything you need to with your defensive group?
Rocky, it's past players day. I think we're in the wrong spot anyway.
Yeah, I know. I'm not going to be in the guard of honour, that's for sure.
You can go down and be part of it if you want.
Do you want me to take my headset?
get some live interviews. Right.
Flinny, appreciate you joining us. Good luck this afternoon, and hopefully keep the season alive for another week with a win this afternoon.
I appreciate your time, guys. Thanks very much.
Thanks Flinny.
Elise Coventry, Geelong assistant coach, joining us on K-Rock Footy as part of our Kerr's Hire pre-game. Quality equipment for hire and sales. That's Kerr's Hire, Jared and the team, North Geelong, Grovedale and Ocean Grove.
The pre-game interview.